Hello and welcome to Zoni Living, Business, Adventure, and Leadership. What if your smartphone or your smartwatch could tell running shoe designers or heart valve innovators how to make products that improve your individual health or athletic performance? Well, joining me in the studio is Adam Stepanovic, who has wondered the same thing and is making it happen. Welcome, Adam.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad
Thanks
to be here.
So much for being here. Now, you are a big runner, and so you have a lot of time by yourself out there thinking. So you are also in high tech. Tell me the story of how you came up with this idea to use these electronic devices to help gather information about the people that are using running and being out there.
Well, it happened kind of by accident and through an injury, really. I was running, and I was a data scientist and work in tech, and I was going to physical therapy and talking to my physical therapist, and I was just amazed that the technology that I was wearing every day wasn't going to be used to help me in my physical therapy or to understand what happened to get there. And well, that physical therapist became my business partner, and so Jeff has helped to craft that, and we just worked together and thinking this is a hobby, but it has grown, and we started to answer some of the questions on why this technology hadn't been used for that.
And you have a special term for this. This is called lived experience. Yep. So describe this. What does this mean?
Lived experience is as simple as that. Just your every day-to-day experiences that devices are capturing all the time. And working in tech, we take that data and generally apply it to one app or one service, but there's so much behind the scenes that is being captured, and luckily not a lot of it is captured nefariously or anything. It's just stored. And so we thought, well, what if users of these devices could actually use that data to help themselves and to solve problems that they have in their life and their lived experience, and to make it, you know, more enjoyable and smoother.
And as you've mentioned, this data is being collected anyway, but not being used. So you came up with an idea of how to use it, and you have a power lab. That's the name of your company, and this is a startup, right? Tell me about that.
Oh, very much so. And you know, startups are not easy. When you first go in, they call it the trough of sorrow, and which is kind of funny. But I wouldn't want to do anything else. But at first you go in very, we've got this idea, we've got some customers. Like, how could this possibly, you know, go wrong, or what could be tough about this? And then suddenly you start to see that. Learning market fit and how to do the business is a journey, and it's just amazing to go through that and to learn how to make money off an idea and to make something that people just desperately want. It's just been an awesome journey.
And let's talk about that journey. You started in Northern California.
Yep.
And you were working in.
Yep, I'm working in tech at
data research.
In data research, data science, and. Yeah, and so we were in Santa Cruz is where it was originally based, and there's just so many companies, that, you know, it's a lot of competition for the airwaves there in tech, and so we did fine, it was good, but it was really the move to Arizona that has really sent us off, and higher and higher, which is great.
Yes, and higher in elevation.
Yes.
Physically and also philosophically and in every other way. You moved to Flagstaff,
yep.
Which of course is a mecca for runners.
Absolutely.
And tell me about your family too. You've got a sister-in-law who's an Olympian. So tell me a little bit about, you're a big runner. Like, you run ultra marathons, which is 100 miles and tell me more.
Luckily, 100 miles for me is the cap, but yes, they go more.
It's a good goal, 100 miles.
Right.
I think that's enough.
Yeah. It's been something I've done my whole life. My dad got me into it when I was younger, and it's just it's sort of my meditation time is the is the training, and I am not fast. When moving to Flagstaff, and when you're an ultra runner, it's really not. You're no longer a big deal because everybody's so fast and there's so many of them. So
a lot of elite runners train up there, yes.
Exactly. And my sister-in-law is one of them, Rachel Schneider. She's an Olympian, went to the Olympics this last go-around and is looking for the next shot as well. And so she was She's been really, you know, instrumental in us moving to Flagstaff. Her husband, Mike Smith, is the coach of the NAU track and field team.
Right.
So it's easy to make friends when you've got those two in your family right there. And she's a great babysitter as well for our 2.5-year-old.
Oh, Rachel, congratulations, and fun to learn about you. So you started this data, collecting and using this data differently, and you founded Power Lab. So here's one of my favorite parts about what you've done. You started it with a deep sense of responsibility to those people who are actually generating the information.
Absolutely. One of the things that in tech that just I just irked me was that people were, you know, a commodity to the companies that that they were giving data to without them knowing. And it became so normal. And really, this is super powerful stuff, powerful information coming off of people generating it. So while you're wearing your watch or have your phone on you, now that, you know, even rings have data in them, you can actually use that to empower yourself. And when you empower yourself and give information to a company that's making products, then actually you're giving them value and yourself value back, because the product is better and it fits better and works better, better performance. So it's a really nice incentive pattern.
Yeah, absolutely. And while in Flagstaff, you connected with Moonshot at NACET. And NACET is the business incubator up in Flagstaff. And they do kind of a Shark Tank. It's really cool, sort of a Shark Tank-like competition. And you recently went through that. Tell us about your experience.
Oh, yeah. It really, NACET and Moonshot have been tremendous for us. From the get-go, even before that competition, one thing that, you know, just kind of smacks you in the face when you're in startup in a startup is that the support you need, and when you try to do things without that, it just doesn't work. And so we've been extremely lucky to have advisors and support along the way, and Moonshot has been towards the top. It's amazing to feel like you can get connections, you can bounce ideas off of finance problems that you're working with, and so it's been tremendous. And then to have this competition was great. Honestly, I was so happy to be in it. And then when I was watching the presenters after me, I was like, I am last place, because the ideas coming in Flagstaff are just incredible. I mean, they are world class, and so I was pretty stunned to actually win it.
It's truly inspirational. And I can imagine it must be very nerve-wracking, too, when you're, as you just mentioned, you are so impressed by all the other competitors. But take us through that. So it's just like Shark Tank, right? You've got to pitch. You've got a short amount of time. You've got to pitch this amazing idea and tell people how it can go to another level, and then in hopes of attracting resources through them, like fundraising support and networking support and marketing support. So walk us through what this activity was like.
Right. Well, first of all, so people don't get scared, that I've never actually seen the hostility that you see on Shark Tank and any pitch or any competition, and this one is in that as well. That they're extremely supportive, and it's a very welcoming atmosphere, and they want you to win. They want you to succeed. But just the same, it's very fast, where you are pitching your idea to one group, and they give you feedback really quickly on how to turn it, and then you just quickly try to change what you're going to say in about 15 minutes to go to the next one, and then you do your best, and then they do another round of giving you critique and helping you, and then you present in a wider forum after that, and then that's where the judges will be judging. And honestly, I did pretty much a full flip and from the first one and then 2 hours later to the final one based on their feedback. And I guess their feedback was right.
Wow, fantastic. And immediate feedback. We have a picture of you standing there with a nice sum of money, a nice check. And that is Scott Hathcock with you. Scott Hathcock, he is the president and CEO of Moonshot at NACET. And what is that, $5,000 that you received in that competition?
Yep. And, you know, that $5,000 is one of these tip of the iceberg moments with that kind of thing. I knew in my head, right when we were when they were bringing out the big check, I was like, wow, this is going to be really helpful for our fundraising in general. That is not to belittle we'll take anything.
right.
But afterwards, there was a good amount of money that came in after, just because you are starting to show that, oh, people, you know, there's a little FOMO there, and that's
right.
Nice.
Well, the awareness, of course, is fantastic. And then you were telling me you've been rocket boosted up to another crazy level, global level, with the companies that are now reaching out to you.
Right.
Who's calling you?
Oh gosh, yeah. So we were in talks with Columbia Sportswear and REI and North Face and the VF companies. Lots of them, and it's just really awesome to see the change to where people are seeing what you can do with data and what, you know, all of these things with the winning this competition just gives a validity to what we're doing, and it's just gone all directions, which is great.
Absolutely, congratulations! And so this is the Power Lab. It started as a way to gather pertinent information to build better gear, right?
Yep.
But you found since then other ways to use this application, and talk about some of the health possibilities.
Oh man, we already talked about physical therapy a little bit. So that's something that's running where a physical therapist can understand before you even come in for your appointment that how your lived experiences, how you ended up in this situation, so that they can already start asking questions and have a hypothesis to work on, which is really important. So they don't spend the first session trying to understand you and how you move. They already know before you came in. So so that's just making better care there. The other is medical devices. We see a lot of promise with different materials and different pieces that that people might have in the future. And one of the companies that is very interested in is Gore and the heart
also,
valves.
Also, the medical division based in Flagstaff.
Right. Yep. Exactly. And so we'll see where that goes. It's you don't just knock on the door of the medical industry. So we're going to prove that we're proving the concept in sports and outdoor sports. So and then. As we go, we'll be codifying the medical side.
So competitions like Moonshot at NACET just take you to another level, introduce you, open doors that wouldn't have been opened or we wouldn't have known how to open, giving you credibility and awareness. So a fantastic program up in Flagstaff. Congratulations to Power Lab. I know we're going to be watching you just take off with your business and create jobs and all kinds of wonderful benefits for athletes and for all of us for personalized health information. Very exciting stuff.
Thank you very much.
And you can find more about Adam Stepanovic and his Power Lab at flagstaffbusinessnews.com. Innovators like Adam Stepanovic are so inspirational, giving us a boost as we start the new year with excitement and possibilities about what can be. And thank you for joining Zoni Living, Business, Adventure, and Leadership. I'm Bonnie Stevens.